He is brought to us by Harvey Norman, the factory outlet, genuine seconds pricing every day. Real bargains in stock. It's the big green building at Mile End. Good evening, David Teague. How are you?
Well, thank you, guys. Yourself?
Yeah, we're very well here. Just the one change. You're continuing that pretty good record of not having to change too much. Wayne Miller replaces the injured David McKay. Was that a difficult decision just to make the one change? Was there discussion about maybe more?
Oh, there was definitely discussion. We're very lucky. Probably Jared Lyons was talked about heavily again. He went out of the side for Brad Crouch last week and hadn't done a lot wrong. In the end, decided that we felt this was our best team for this week. And I think that the boys are playing pretty consistent, good football, which makes it hard for those guys just outside of the team. But to their credit, they're still playing well at SNFL level.
So who's in the gun? Who needs a big one tomorrow night?
Oh, look, I don't know if anyone's in the gun as a team. We're probably lucky to get as close as we did last week to the Bulldogs. We were a fair bit off our best, particularly around the contest. Any time it got to a one-on-one contest or in that sort of phase, the Bulldogs beat us pretty convincingly. Now, we were lucky we scored very efficiently when we went forward, but as a whole, the whole group needs to get a little bit better in that area.
Taylor Walker, the knockers, the critics, can you put that to bed? Is he 100% fit?
No, look, I don't know if he's 100, but I really liked his game last week. I thought he was just off marking a lot of those contests, just launching at the ball again, and it gave me some really positive thoughts and energy about his game. So I'm really excited for the next couple of weeks because I think he's on the right track to have a big one soon.
I bet you would have been excited with Charlie Cameron's form too. 9 tackles in a low tackling game. He kicked a couple of goals and he was outstanding, the pressure he was able to put on.
Yeah, look, you're spot on there, Bix. I thought he was probably in our best couple of players. His speed to get at opposition is elite, and once he gets there, he hits. He's not a big guy, but he hits as hard as he can hit, and he sticks his tackles. So he's got a rugby background, so I think he enjoys it. He thrives on that. And then the week before, he got 3 shots on goal, but missed this week. He only got 2, but he made the most of them. So he set up another couple other goals. So, look, I thought him along with a lot of the guys, when the ball went forward, we scored well, but it was just our ability to get there enough.
Everyone's going to talk about Paddy. What's your say on that? Can we put a banana down his pants? Can we just can we whack? What can we do?
What do you reckon the best approach is?
Well, I reckon just whack him. Just whack him every single contest. He's the enemy now.
Oh, there's no doubt he's the enemy, but he's got a few companions next to him. Geelong are playing some very good football, and there's no doubt Patrick's playing well, but I think Joel Selwood's form's been very good, and you've got Mark Blicklevs in there, who I think won their BNF last year, so it's pretty handy midfield. They've got it going everywhere. They're scoring well, and they're defending well, so it's going to be a tough challenge for us, but it's something we look forward to, and I think at our best this week that we'll really push them.
It's just a general footy question, this one, Teague. And I don't want to rake over hot coals about the umpiring. I'm not going there. But why don't you guys instruct your players to go dead in the contest and draw the head-high contact like the Bulldogs do and other teams and other players do?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I was at West Coast a few years ago, and clubs were coming out saying that West Coast were training it. And at no stage did we ever train it. Now, there was a couple of guys, particularly Ashton Hand, was elite at drawing them, but it was never practiced. But for me, and this is only a personal opinion, not a club opinion, the last thing I want to see is a player get hit in the head and get injured. So yeah. I don't want any of my guys, and to be honest, I've spoke closely with Tom Lynch about it. His natural tendency at one stage was to sort of duck a tackle, and I'm saying that it's too dangerous. He might even, not that he wanted a free kick, he was trying to evade it, but the risk of an injury, I don't want to see any of our guys getting injured. So that's probably a personal, as a club, look, we aim to tackle. We were poor last week with our tackling. Don't get that wrong. We were sloppy and lazy, so it was as much our fault.
I'm sure you would have put a bit of time and energy into the centre bounce this week, the last couple of losses you've had against the Hawks and the Western Bulldogs. Very one-sided out of there. And you're coming up against a very good midfield, as you mentioned, featuring Selwood and Dangerfield.
Yeah, it is. And last week was probably as poor as I've seen it for us. And it's something that in the year and a half that I've been here, we've been pretty good in that area, particularly our ability to score from centre bounces. So I've got no doubt. I'm not sure what the correction was. Doc Clark and Scott Camporelli would have had a closer look at it, but I've got no doubt. We'll beat in the contest. It wasn't just in a bounce. It was in the contest. I've got no doubt our midfield and all our players will be fired up this week to make sure they get stuck in and win that tough ball and get their head over the ball first.
Daniel Taulia, to me, looked lost. It wasn't the jeering, and I reckon it was this. His little Batman, his little Robin, his little fella on the wings, his little wingman. Rory Laird wasn't there. Every time he gets it or spoils or gets a possession, bang, Rory Laird. Could you just get one of those little snoozers? I don't know. It might not be B. Smith, maybe Ricky Henderson, just to sit in his back pocket and make noises like Rory Laird. Tiggy, there you go, for a little coaching tip.
No worries. I'll pass that one on. I'll give you a tip. Ricky Henderson and Brody Smith and even Brownie this year, they're very quick to be calling for the ball, so it surprised me that they weren't there.
Yeah. And JJ, Wayne Carey said he's a third stringer. He only gets Joe the Goose goals. Could you give him both barrels? I know he's one of the best players ever, but give him a crack. He's not a Joe the Gooser.
Look, I've been really impressed with Josh's form this season, and he's working well as part of a unit. Look, I will be honest, he got a couple. I think everyone talks about Eddie not scoring, but Eddie handled two, he could have kicked. But it was only a couple of weeks ago, Josh handed him off to other people. So swings and roundabouts, it all evens out. And look, Josh keeps competing really well for us. He hasn't really been outmarked. I can't remember being outmarked once in a one-on-one in our fourth, fifth this year. So I think we've been number one for ground ball. So as long as those big blokes are getting it to ground, we've got a pretty handy small brigade at their feet. So very happy with what Josh is doing at the moment.
So you're happy to kick that one out of the ballpark? He's a third stringer.
I'm pretty happy for every opposition to rate him as a third stringer, but I definitely don't.
He goes, I'm holding you responsible, T. Yeah, get his bloody signature. Don't answer that. We'll speak with him after you. Do you think Eddie on that, T, is too unselfish then? Because I think at times he is.
It's an interesting one. I don't think so. Look, whenever he gives off the ball, he's giving it off to someone in a better spot. Does he have the license to go for those? He absolutely does. But right now, there's a chemistry amongst that group, particularly the forwards, where they don't care who kicks them. They just give them to the guy best in. And I think it's a great quality to have in a forward line group. And I've got no doubt there'll be some people watching going, just kick the goal. But he generally hits the target in a better spot.
Yeah, good man. Hey, thanks for your time and all the best tomorrow night.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Harvey Norman Factory Outlet, genuine seconds pricings every day. Real bargains in stock. The big green building at Mile End. David Teague, he also is easy listening. They don't want to give anyone any ammo.
No, well, they answer the questions.
Give Wayne Carey both barrels? No. Do you instruct your player? No. Easy listening.
That's it.
I want some mongrel in them tomorrow.
You can ask no more. I promise you that behind closed doors, they would be giving those instructions. And look, to be honest, do you really think that Rory or Taylor or Tom Lynch or those guys, do you think they need an instruction? Look, you've got to go out and tackle really strongly?
No, of course
Patrick, they don't. Of course they don't.